After the Senate vote and in a demonstration of support for his new Treasury Secretary, President Obama went to the Treasury Department where Geithner was sworn in by Vice President Joseph Biden.
I came here tonight because at this moment of challenge and crisis, Tim's work and the work of the entire Treasury Department must begin at once. We cannot lose a day because every day the economic picture is darkening here and across the globe.
Saying the country and its economy are at a moment of maximum challenge, Geithner pledged to get to work.
To launch the programs that will bring economic recovery sooner. To make our economy more productive and more just in the opportunities it provides our citizens. To restore trust in our financial system with fundamental reform.
Geithner was head of the New York Federal Reserve Bank and has previous extensive experience in the Treasury Department. Despite what he has called his careless mistake in failing to pay several years of self-employment taxes while working for the International Monetary Fund, the Senate voted to confirm the nomination. Democrat Bill Nelson of Florida underscored the urgency of confirming Geithner, saying he will have the job of ensuring accountability and transparency in government financial rescue programs.
There's not a more important mandate than for him to crack the whip and make sure that this federal money, this public money, this taxpayer money is being spent as it was intended and holding people accountable and reporting the results.
However, Republican Jim Bunning of Kentucky opposed the nomination, asserting Geithner in previous roles did nothing to help prevent the U.S. financial meltdown.
He went along with all the flawed monetary policy decisions of Alan Greenspan and Ben Bernanke. And he stretched the law beyond recognition to bail out Bear Stearns and later AIG. All those actions are failure to act, raise questions about the nominee's judgment.
Opponents also questioned Geithner's role in the formulation of the much-criticized $700 billion financial institution rescue plan called the Troubled Asset Relief Program, approved under the Bush administration. And Republican Mike Enzi focused on the issue of Geithner's failure to pay federal taxes he owed.
Mr. Geithner's career at the New York Fed should be described more as a financier of Wall Street than as a steward of the American taxpayer and monetary policy.
But Senate Banking Committee Chairman Democrat Chris Dodd argued that Geithner has the qualifications to handle the financial mess.
But we're fortunate to have a talented individual who's willing to step up and assume this responsibility. And rather than decrying it and lambasting him, we ought to be thanking him.
Geithner's confirmation comes as Congress prepares to take up the $825 billion American Recovery and Reinvestment Plan, a measure President Obama says is critical to preventing further economic collapse. The legislation, which the House of Representatives will consider this week, contains $275 billion in tax cuts and $550 billion in spending on domestic infrastructure projects, health, education, science, energy, and other areas. While the bill is likely to win easy approval along party lines in the House, these remarks by Republican Frank Wolf and Democrat Peter DeFazio reflected the strong feelings about its cost and effectiveness.
By letting the stimulus legislation pass the House without addressing the underlying problem of out-of-control spending, we are evading our responsibility as the members of Congress.
We need more substantial investment. There's a lot of talk about shovel-ready. There's a lot of talk about infrastructure. We need to deliver on those promises. And thus far, this legislation that's being proposed falls short.
President Obama will use a Tuesday visit to Capitol Hill to try to ease concerns of Republicans who assert that the measure would fail to have the desired impact and sharply expand deficit spending. Elimination of jobs by a number of major U.S. companies added at least 85,000 people to already record unemployment figures. President Obama said the new layoffs demonstrate the need for swift action on the economic recovery legislation. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.